SBA, we have small business investment companies. I'd like to talk about how you can maybe bring some impact investments into your community, and that could be more on a one-on-one basis. And also new market tax credits. How do we bring that into our communities? How do we help develop investment criteria for our communities to bring those resources in?
Mayor Chiefs, it is late, I understand. I'm going to come out to that center table, and I'm going to ask Kiki as we come out, as I go out, to frame that. I've asked our vice president to come out, but I would love it if your chiefs would gather in back of us as we capture this moment of signing this MOU, and ask Kiki to frame it for your understanding moving out. But I think the potential is large, and that's where I wish, as we advance the three-year plan for USET that you approved, as we advance that three-year plan, the next area of focus that I wish to place high onus and priority is economic development and sustainability, not only for our member tribes, but for us as an organization. And that's what this, with Brandon and all his efforts, is our development director. This is a result of that position. This is a result of that drive forward, the next 40 plus years of USET. So this is what excites me. So Kiki, can you, Joel, did you?
A couple of questions.
Yes.
Before we get to the signing part of it. Thank you, Mr. President. The you talk about SBA and efforts to in promoting economics on the reservations and all that. You know, there are a number of organizations, Indian organizations, that, you know, that are driving to try to make sure that they can take advantage of what SBA has to offer in terms of their recognition of, you know, the small businesses, whether it's tribally owned business or individual tribal member, and which USET has supported, and I think all the tribes have supported and have tried to, you know, utilize some of those resources, you know, that are offered. But also, you know, at the same time, such as the tribe, I think for the most part, there might be two or three in the East, you know, that have been fortunate enough to get the 8A, you know, the authority to create, you know, these organizations that would help benefit not only their tribes, but, you know, other businesses in supporting the economic base of this country of ours, and that. But there's also, you know, an effort to block, you know, some of those efforts that the tribes have put in. A good example is my tribe, the Seminole Tribe. We've been trying to get an 8A certification to be utilized for our Section 17 federal corporation that, you know, that was created about 50, 60 years ago when the tribe was re-recognized. You know, and so, you know, it's, when you apply, you're thinking, you know, all this, all these great things are happening, and that, and you go through the process that's been established, and those processes, you know, have a tendency to block you, you know, in some cases by other minority races or groups, so, you know, we've gone through that effort, and we're still going through that effort today, you know, and some of the people who are, I guess, instrumentally structured in the whole process, you know, every time an application comes forth from Indian country, whether it's an individual or from a tribe, you know, they get shoved aside or put under at the bottom of the stack again, and, you know, and so there's I think the great disparity in that regard, that the people who are in those lines to advance the applications and blocking, you know, the efforts, especially in Indian country. Yeah. I sit on also the NCIED that promotes Indian entrepreneurship, tribal entrepreneurship, and we hold that conference every year in the Rez, and I think your people have always come to that. We're very supportive, you know, in those initiatives, you know, and in helping corporate America to try to do business in Indian country. You know, the late Senator Inouye was very, very instrumental early on, you know, with the reestablishment of the center and in its efforts, you know, of helping individuals and tribes across the country, you know, to have access to corporate America and the needs of the mandates from the federal government to corporate America to try to expand the contracts as you're making reference to. And so, you know, we try to be very supportive of those issues, you know, not only for corporate America, but for, to the federal contracting as well, too, you know, that the federal government puts forth, you know, to be bid on, and the in the special privileges that she's used in terms of promoting Indian economics. And so we're still fighting those battles, and you know, SBA has been around for a long time, and a lot of those things should, you know, should have been set aside a long time ago. But we, you know, that the we continue to battle the idea of being a minority, even though we are, and just because some tribes have gaming, that does not mean that, you know, they have the wherewithal to be able to you know, to do whatever, you know, infrastructure works that, you know, that's needed in Indian country. As wealthy as or active as my tribe is, you know, we still need help as well, and the opportunity to be able to promote our Indian people to get into business and learn, you know, what that's all about as far as, you know, the capitalism philosophy of this country, you know, and still be able to identify ourselves as, you know, as Indian people, you know, but still being part of the mainstream of America. And so, you know, we need, you know, to make sure that the, you know, the top echelon knows, you know, what their people are doing, in, you know, whether they're blocking or supporting, you know, those efforts. You know, the Hispanics have the, you know, the same issues. The Asian Americans have the same issues, and not so much the blacks or African Americans or whatever they're choose to label themselves with in terms of identification in other minorities. And so I think that, you know, you need to still continue to look at this and to make sure that the opportunities are there, you know, for what it was intended for and what those special earmarks are for, you know, in terms of the American Indian or Native American. I'm always at a loss in terms of what is politically correct, you know. And so, I encourage you to, you know, continue your efforts in promoting, you know, the economic base of our minorities, especially in Indian country, you know, as it pertains to us. So I just wanted to, you know, enlighten you to, you know, have make sure that you, you know, refocus, you know, in the process, you know, of allowing tribes and individuals, you know, from Indian country, you know, to take advantage of the opportunities that are being presented. You know, so.
So thank you for those comments. Very, very insightful and enlightening, and I think has been mentioned here today a number of times. That's why we as political appointees like to come to these events, because this is where we get the feedback that's important. Not only this particular type of event, but any event where we have roundtables and engage with the community that we serve. Two things, or I guess several things that I sort of wanted to point out. My office, as the Office of Government Contracting and Business Development, is responsible for the 8A program. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that we've worked very, very closely with Chris's office to make sure that there's consistency and training across the board, because we have not only our office and headquarters, we have 68 district offices around the country. We have processing centers that actually process the applications, and there are inconsistencies when you go from one district office or even from one processing center to the other. So if there are particular cases where we are seeing, as you put it, blocking or moving to the bottom of the pile, I would certainly appreciate becoming aware of those so we can address those. But on a broader scale, what we've attempted to do is make sure that when issues are brought up to Chris or even to myself, that we address those, but sort of address the systematic issue too. So we've held a number of training sessions with our staff across the country, specifically on tribal and Alaskan Native and Hawaiian Native topics, as well as their structure, their business structure, their community, their culture, et cetera, to make sure that our folks in the field understand not only the entities that they're dealing with, but also that the culture that they're dealing with, and even back to the regulations and the rules that establish and give the special privileges to these cultures, the tribal groups, to these entities. So that's a work in process. What I will also say is that one of the things that you mentioned, with some cases oftentimes either taking longer or not being addressed, one thing that I'm aware of is that when we have complex cases, and oftentimes tribal applications are more complex than an individual minority submitting an application, when we have complex cases, SBA, like any federal agency, can have a bureaucracy where it will go to the Office of General Counsel or Office of Inspector General or our office and our size standard office, et cetera. And so we work closely with Chris to determine how best to address those complex cases. Can we assign a dedicated team who specialize in these types of issues so that if there is a tribal issue that needs to be addressed and clarified and legal counsel brought in to address any concerns, there should be a streamlined process for that. So that's a process that we've worked through and are implementing. I guess the last thing I would say is, again, if there are specific cases that we should be aware of where there is a blockage, a long process of time, our process for the 8A program should take 90 days. Now, 90 days is 90 work days. 90 days is oftentimes that clock stops if we have to get it to the Office of Inspector General to review the case. And 90 days doesn't begin until we have what we deemed a complete application. And oftentimes that first process is the hardest process because we end up going back and forth between our analyst and the entity applying for the application. That can take a long period of time. And to be frank, that's another thing we've spoken about, is communications with the tribal community. Oftentimes, our analysts, our Office of General Counsel folks, are very legalese and sometimes they communicate in a way that's not as user-friendly as we might want them to be. So we've also worked together to figure out how to best communicate with our applicants to make sure that especially those first few weeks or months where we're trying to get an application is an experience that's not marred by, you know, mistrust and animosity. So those are things that we are. I appreciate your comments. It's always good to, you know, see where we can improve. And again, certainly.
Maybe we'll work on that. Let's pause there. Yeah. We'll continue to work and develop in collaboration.
Thank you, Mr. Frank, for raising that issue. It should be center as a perspective in guidance. We should, you know, we could always fall back to the comments that Mr. Frank raises when we talk about the principles and affecting the relationship and roles and responsibility, that kind of thing, right? So we can always rely on that perspective from Mr. Frank that was offered. I would say to you, my tribal leaders, that there is opportunities here for trainings and workshops
and that's the interest of us small business to advance that. So perhaps we can work it and collate our mid-year, our semi-annual up in Maine in June, where we could hold a workshop. We can further the dialogue and perhaps training on this partnership. So let's keep our minds focused that way and keep working towards that direction. Your Economic Development Committee has formed itself and is supportive and aware of this initiative. And as we've talked, that our committees are our subject matter experts. We'll rely on them to elevate the priority areas for us to address in our partnership. So I look forward to that. So thank you for that reply and response. Mr. Frank, anything further?
Yes, 28 years and about 21 days. I guess we can wait another 90 days. So thank you.
Any other thoughts, comments, observations?
Kiki, you want to just in very general, as Kamal and Randy comes out, and Chiefs, if you want to gather around in the back, and we'll sign this thing real quick.
Well, just real quickly and briefly, you already tied it back, Mr. President. At the annual meeting when you guys approved the long-term strategic report, that included an economic development component to it. Chris James has been wonderful in giving us guidance and counseling, working with us on giving us ideas. He came to Nashville last year as part of our economic roundtable discussion. So there's no legal bindings to this agreement, but it offers a next stage of formality to our partnership and working cooperatively together. And that really is a spirit of working together and trying to further our efforts with economic development for not only our member tribes, but also for this organization itself. So.
Oh, is it? I thought there was one more speaker for some reason. Justice, did they already come, Kiki?
Huh?
Did Justice already come?
They're tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
No, they're tomorrow.
Okay, they were on.
Thank goodness. Can't fit any more in today.
So what do you think about the cacho? Sounds like we're going to get...
Do you have mine?
Well, it's not...
Oh, Kiki. We're done. Lunch or whatever the afternoon has you doing. That was my bag.
Oh, was it? We need to get a different bag. I'm going to the hill now, yes.
Clock reception up on the hill. in the visitor center.